Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Hero AMA hosted by the Loopy Loris tribe. Let's take a listen.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How you doing tonight? How you doing, man?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm great. So, yeah, we're just going to have a nice AMA here. Share some information about our projects and take some questions at the end from the community. And if you guys stay to the end, we'll have some cool prizes for everyone that was showing support. So yeah, we have a lot of people in here already. Like, thanks for showing up, guys. And yeah, this is Hero NFT, their awesome collection from Terra, you know, our brothers. And I'm gonna let them introduce themselves, so go ahead and take the stage.
Thank you, brother. Hey, everyone. Nice seeing you. I see some familiar faces here. I see Terra Spaces. I remember a lot of PFPs back then, but they've changed so much. I also see Lil Gaines from Cosmos Spaces. I just followed you back, Lil Gaines. So we are Hero NFT on Terra. We were one of the earliest projects that launched back in October of last year. So this is like when the NFT market was, I guess you could say, booming. We're well known for having, you know, like a good community. Do Kwon has, like, for example, our PFP as his PFP. We've done like a dual mint launch collection on Solana and Terra, because at first there was like a hackathon on Terra that we were a bit short on, and we went over to Solana. They also had a hackathon, so we got a small grant from Metaplex because we did a dual launch. So essentially it was just like when you're minting NFTs, you know, they have one pool of tokens. And we had like one singular pool. Well, it's one singular collection, but it was open to each chain. So it was simultaneously. It's not like we launched like, you know, two separate collections. We launched one with Magic Eden, which was really cool. The Magic Eden folks are really cool. So yeah, right now, I think Loopies, you guys are launching on Stargaze, right?
Yes, we're going to be on the featured page of Stargaze.
And so like one of the things that happened after, you know, like Terra's whole collapse is that, you know, everyone went out to find a new home. I think Loopies was, you know, launching on Terra, and they met with Stargaze, and Stargaze has his own community that I really like. I think people at Stargaze are really friendly. And I don't care if someone else says something wrong. That's what I think. And I think they really are nice. So, you know, I'm happy to contribute, to be here, and help out in any way, form or shape, we can.
Yeah. Thanks so much, man. Like, Hero, they're super well known for being cross platform. Like that translates well with IBC, and I'm glad that they are, like showing interest in Stargaze, because it's a smaller community and they really see the value in it. So that means a lot. And so we'll just start out by introducing our project. So I'll kind of introduce our project, like We're basically a utility forward NFT project, and we have like awesome art to go with our utility. It's unique and it fits the lore, I think, perfectly of our kind of paradise and coconut palm tree vibe, like you're on vacation and you're escaping from your fiat life, you know. And the main quality is like education. We're trying to help people learn, especially with the collapse of, you know, blockchains and people coming from other blockchains. It's going to help them really be confident in making that jump. And Stargaze needs more people. You know, we're a smaller community and it's a great community. Like, it reminds me a lot of early Terra, how it was. And we want to bring these people that are kind of hurt, you know, and tell them, like, you don't have to quit. Like, there's still a home for you here. And, like, it's an awesome community and people will help you. And, like, why we chose Stargaze, it's the best. They focus solely on NFTs. Like, it's not a crypto that just has NFTs. It's built for NFTs. And the whole Stargaze app and marketplace is so powerful because of the builders. Like, it's a builder first blockchain, and that's really important when you have NFTs because it develops, the technology is developing so fast every day, and they're so fast to implement it. Like, they have staking, they have community process, they have like awesome features, and they listen to the community, and they're always looking and taking criticism, fixing things, fixing bugs. And they even have like a bug bounty program. It just bodes well for growth, I think. Yeah, but why we chose them basically is because they have zero downtime the whole time they've been online, which is really impressive. The UI experience is like beautiful. It's an awesome experience when you mint, and it's so smooth. And the best part about it is zero fees.
Nice. I have like a quick note for Stargaze there too. Hey, but side note, could you make this hero account a co-space or a co-host, that way other people can join from our community too? I think when I'm a co-host, that way people from our end see it as well. Yeah, dude, I really like Stargaze. I was I'm a fan of Chango in Cosmos, her podcast Interchain. She goes deep into, like, you know, these different platforms, and I think Stargaze started as a social media platform, and then they evolved into, you know, into this NFT. And it's its own chain, or it's its own DApp, which is pretty cool. And I got the opportunity to travel down to Austin and go to OsmoCon, and I actually listened to the presentation from Stargaze. I think Lil Gaines was there. I'm not sure. I might be wrong, but he is. I think they're developing an IC. What is it? ICW. Or ICS, IC. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like the CW721, but with like an I at the beginning. And this is for tokens to be ported onto other DApps within the Cosmos ecosystem, which is something that we needed. I remember, you know, us being like a dual launch mint. There was no like bridge. For example, to transfer tokens back and forth from like Terra to Solana. And so at least, for example, Stargaze and their devs, right? Like majority, like they know what they're doing, and having them do something like this, if it catches up, I mean, no one else is doing it. So if it catches up, it'd be so cool, you know, to be able to transfer tokens back and forth from other dApps. So looking forward to that. Because that means that, like, if I mint a Loopy, then I can send it, you know, let's say to my Kepler wallet from my Stargaze account, you know, so.
Yeah, and the main thing about that is it's with ease, like one click, and everything's open source. That's what I love about it. Like, it's community owned blockchain, and the founder Shane actually has a video explaining the whole code and the mechanics behind it. Like, I'm not a coder or anything, so I don't understand it, but it was cool to see him. Like, if you really want to build on it, he explains everything, all of its capabilities, and I feel like that's they're focused on builders. And if you're focused on builders first, like, all the rest will come naturally. And the marketing isn't the best for all of Cosmos, and I think, like, Stargaze has the best marketing, because just the user experience, the community, and, like, people just love it. It's addicting to buy on Stargaze, you know? Like, ever since I minted my first one, I'm checking the website every day, checking the alt tab, making sure I don't miss out on any new projects.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. Tell me more about, like, the education that you said you guys are about. Like, what does that look like for, okay, I just minted, what are my perks there?
Yeah, so basically we have a utility hub, which we call our Beach Bar, and that includes some NFT classes where we will teach you, like, privacy, how to mint Kepler wallet, is it safe, how to keep your wallet safe, how to avoid these fishers and scammers, because it's pretty bad on when you're on Telegram and stuff, like in the Stargaze groups, a lot of people will message you and try to scam you and stuff, so you got to be careful. How to trade. We'll host people on our live AMAs, like, every week, and have one person focus on decentralization, not just on Stargaze, but just in crypto and NFTs in general, helping you become a better trader and helping you grow your knowledge. Like, we want to be a place where you could, it's a hub for all knowledge and you could access it. And then for our holders, we'll have more in-depth, like, tutorials, step-by-step, kind of how we have, like, you could see on our page now, we have some in-depth tutorials, like how to buy on Stargaze, how to transfer Kepler, Osmosis, deposit the funds, withdraw them, all that fun stuff, because we notice that's the main problem people have when they're trying to mint. They're like, how do I use this Kepler wallet? And if we have a simple step-by-step, then people can do it in under 5 minutes, and it's really simple. And if we have everything you need to know, it would just be a hub where you won't have to go to Discord, websites, Twitters of all projects to find out stuff. We'll have everything in a short, concise, 5-minute read. So you can decide and go on with your day, because your time is really important. And the crypto market moves so fast. And we have a great team of 8 people that are well-versed and experienced in crypto and NFTs. So we'll really be the sort of rug doctor for Stargaze and tell you all the main factors of a project, the community, the hype, are they doxxed, the art, the utilities, the lore, everything. But basically, cool. Those NFT classes will lead up to an NFT quiz, and you could earn prizes, and we have coconuts, which we'll talk more about later. And we'll have some, like, more in-depth tutorials on, like, how to trade more efficiently and, like, how to mint better on, like, super hyped drops, like, teaching you a strategy to make sure you don't get that sellout error. You'll get access to an alpha group with powerful community market makers and influencers. You have some more courses, not about, like, NFTs, but about crypto and just managing your portfolio. I guess, like how to survive the bear market and stuff like that.
That's cool. Will you guys have what about protocols like that release? For example, like Donku or like Cosmos, Cryptocito.
Yeah,
like for exactly. example, they have videos. Are you guys also breaking down protocols?
Protocols, we'll worry about that more later because Stars is in beta still. Like, it's still kind of early for that because we don't want to review someone that's not really proven. We want to wait for them to actually prove themselves because we don't want to guess, you know. We want to make sure we're giving you the right information. And all of our, like, information and research is unbiased. We're not telling you, like, you should invest in this. You should buy this. It's not financial advice. We're just simply giving you the facts from our team, from 8 perspectives, and combining it for one big summary. And you could decide for that. And always do your own research. Always, always. We're really teaching you how to do your own research the correct way and kind of speed this process up.
That's awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, though. Sometimes I do look for non-financial advice, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. I have an idea for the hero team. So things right now, they're quiet, you know? Right now, I think someone came to our Discord and was like, on the general, they're like, hey, why so quiet? We have like subgroups. We have like, for example, the DAO. But you know, no one has access to the DAO except the DAO. But it, you know, it's pretty active there. But the rest of the chats is just quiet, you know. And it's like, it's just the market. There's nothing that you can do with it, you know. It's like the seasons. You know, there is summer. People go out. They have drinks. They enjoy themselves. There is fall, and then there's winter, you know. And this is kind of like a winter, and winter, you know, people hibernate, you know, well, bears, I guess, hibernate. And so it's just quiet overall, guys. But I mean, this is what I mean about, you know, staying active. And even with our community, when someone launches an NFT project, the main mission is for the project to not quit on their community. So. And I say that, well, like, I really do mean it. And that's the reason why at Hero, and you know, like, I hope it's the same for Loopies, is that we stay active, you know, no matter what. Cause I remember when the Terra collapse happened, so many people and kids and, you know, adults and whatnot, they were struggling. They were struggling. Like they were like, I think there's like, I don't know. I don't know my sources very well on this. I thought there was like 11, like, you know, like people that had committed suicide. But then someone told me that there was like 22. Like, they're like, no, it's like 22 that have been recorded. And I'm like, what? You know? And so one of the things we did is like, nah, like we stayed active for that same reason, you know. And activity is just like this, you know. It's just like right now, like, there is times where, like, I'm a person that talks a lot, so I'll just wrap up here. But I need to have a voice, you know. I need to have a voice sometimes, and this is when like communities come together and we build, you know, like, we just an alliance of freaking crypto NFT, you know, junkies like myself and it's like friends, you know. So we just create like friendships and whatnot. So anything in any project that even just continues to be active, it's I have a lot of respect for them. And yeah, guys, like, while we can, like, yeah, like, let's support, you know, the ones that are building right now. But yeah, hey, I have an idea. Loopy tribe. So the idea is of a shark tank for NFTs. So the thing is, we need someone to organize this. Let me know what you think about this, And if it's too much, no worries. We'll still do it. We'll just organize it. So the idea is to have projects come into the tank. So let's say Loopies, for example, is it just came to the tank. And just like Shark Tanks, there are judges. And we can be, you know, these judges can rotate. And I don't know, we'll have like a checklist and checkpoint of, you know, like, let's say utility, art. Are you following? Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah, like I'm already reading your mind, and like, yes, like, yeah, we'll talk about it more. Like, this is kind of our idea in the space, and like you with your audience, and like already you guys are kind of already proven to the ecosystem and like very successful, and like we would love to collaborate with you guys, especially you guys are our brothers, you know, from Terra, and we already collabed with you guys in Terra, and let's keep the fun going and keep the good times rolling.
Facts. Okay, yeah, let's for sure then talk on the side, because I really want to do it. I really want to do it. And we can just call this like literally like, I mean, whatever, like Shark Tank, you know, for NFTs. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. Plus, if I'm a project and I'm trying to grow, dude, you know, like in Shark Tank, there are people that, one, they take feedback, two, sometimes they need a space, right, where they can speak. And sometimes, let's say, what if it's just an artist, but they need, you know, they need the team. And so I don't know, we people can from the audience and from the judging can help, you know, same as Shark Tank, man, but for NFTs. I don't know, I'm super excited. Throw some hearts if you guys would like to, you know, see that live and get some Shark Tank going on for NFTs. I think it only benefits, you know, the greater cause. We'll see what we can do. We got the Space Ape Society requested to speak.
Yeah, we'll have them on. I want to introduce my team real quick, and we could talk with the Space Apes after. Like, they're also brothers of ours. So this is like awesome opportunity for all of us to be here at once. This is super cool. And even Terra Spaces is in here too. He's everywhere. shout out to
him. Yeah.
He does a lot of good stuff for the community, and he doesn't ask for anything in return. So hopefully you guys could show him some love.
We love you, Terra Spaces. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce my team. So we have David Helsinki, and all of our team is doxed. Like, we have a Medium article, and we're going to be like fully doxed on our website coming soon this week. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, I'll let them introduce themselves. So go ahead, David.
Hello, guys. Do you hear me well?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, glad to hear you, to have you here. Welcome everyone. I hope you enjoyed this AMA with Hero. We have some cool guys here. I see. Yeah, great reactions. Yeah, so I'm just like a founder, aka like a crazy intern. I'm just like cleaning here, so yeah, this is my role, and yeah, so this is all about me. Yeah, so maybe Tractor, our marketing manager, will tell more.
He's some McDonald's worker also
on this, yeah, side. Yeah, exactly.
Sheesh, love it.
Yeah, nice. Hello everyone, my name is the Tractor. I am the marketing manager and advisor for Loopy Loris Tribe. I'm glad to see so many familiar faces from Terra ecosystem here. I see my brothers from Space Ape. I see Freki from Distopai. So really nice to see you guys. I see a lot of new faces too. Maybe they're from Cosmos, maybe they're from Terra. So yeah, that's pretty much about me. I just do the guy like talking about the strategies of Twitter, planning them, everything in Asana. And it's not just the three of us that you see here today. We actually have like a really big team. Like, actually, I think there's 10 people working for Loopy Lorries. We have dedicated copywriters. We have dedicated graphic designers who made the graphics for social media posting. Besides the illustrator who makes the art, we have the dedicated developer and the website builders. So yeah, you can find more about our team in the Medium article we wrote. And look forward on the market researches and the educational material we are going to provide in the future. And maybe we can get the space saves to talk now, because I think that they also want to say some things.
Yeah, I'll just finish up. Like, our team's being humble, but like, these guys are awesome, super well versed and experienced in all cryptos, really. Like, we have people experienced in each blockchain, so it's pretty powerful to have that coming into IBC chain. It's pretty useful. And the last thing I just wanted to tell you guys is, like, we're most known for our market research on upcoming projects. It will help you decide if you want to mint in like under 5 minutes with our team of Web3 specialists. And yeah, we'll have some alpha. I'll drop some alpha here. We're going to have some in real life airdrops for whales. And more information will be coming about that in the coming week, right before mint too. So hey, let's go ahead and have the Space Apes join. Go ahead, Hero.
Hey, Loopy, one question. So so to access like the alpha, so what are the steps? So I mint and then I join Discord, and is that where like will you guys have a channel for that or what?
Yeah, we'll have most of our education will be open source, because being an education project, like, we want everyone to be able to learn, you know, like, what's the point of gatekeeping it? But the more in-depth and like trading tools behind the scenes, alpha calls, like, knowing what we have a team, like, we have influencer role, so all these influencers will be in an alpha chat in Telegram, and this will be only for holders. And yeah, you'll be able to ask like your favorite influencers, like, hey, what do you think of this mint? Kind of get their idea, like, hey, are you guys minting this? And it will really make you super confident in every mint, and you could identify rugs. And yeah, it's just, I think it's great to have more heads than one, you know?
Gotcha. Okay, awesome, brother. And then last thing, when do you guys mint?
Okay, so we're going to make like a big post about this later, but we'll announce it now. We're going to be minting June 24th. On Stargaze, the featured page. So as soon as you hop on, we'll be right there in your face. And
that's this Friday.
Yes, this Friday. So nice. 4 days from now, and it'll be at 3 p.m. EST Eastern, 12 Pacific, and I don't know the rest, but yeah. And the price will be $777 for whitelist. It'll be discounted. And public will be 888 stars. So make sure you guys mark your calendars and have your stars ready.
You got it, guys. You heard him. June 24th.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So let's have Space Ape Society take over, and let's hear from them, because they're also our brothers, and we want to support everyone.
Yeah, hey, brothers. This is from the Space Ape Society. Guys, we used to be originally known as the Terra Space Ape Society. Obviously, we knew what happened there. We pivoted to Seoul originally the reason we went to Seoul was we put out a poll within the community, and the community voted to go there. And once we went over there, I think after about a week or 2 weeks, we kind of understood that this is probably not the marketplace for us or the blockchain in regards to how things are done over at Solana, in how how it's gone now, a lot of it's like, say, heavily market based and influencer based. So it's, we just felt like it wasn't the same as what it was like when we were over at Terra, and how the Terra community was so welcoming. You didn't get that same, well, us as a project didn't get the same feeling that we got when we were over at Terra. So we made a decision with the team that we were going to move to Stargaze. And the reason we wanted to go there, obviously, it's a new platform, and we want to make sure that we want to be established within something that's new. We're not scared of joining something new, because at any point, Solana, ETH, they've always had a beginning somewhere. So we felt like this could be a real good opportunity for people that are putting projects up now to get into like a real good established place, or call themselves like a blue chip. That, you know, that's what our aim is to be at some point as a project. But yeah, that's the reason we moved over. And then what we've seen is, we initially, after we moved to Solana, we saw quite the community that were, like you say, heavily Terra influenced, they seem to go quiet. But since we've moved over to Stargaze, we've seen a lot more activeness coming through, back through from the Terra community. So the correlation between Terra and Cosmos is so good in terms of the people that are crossing over. And all we want to do is bring the other communities that we have been involved in, is bring them into Stargaze and try to grow it as much as we can. I think that's the most important thing that we're doing at this stage right now. And you know, it's so nice to see our brothers from Heroes join us, which is, like I said, blue chip already on two of the platforms, and bringing them over to Stargaze, if anything, is just going to make our Stargaze even better and bring more light and bring more people to that kind of platform. For us right now, like you said, we are very close to Mint. You'd think me and us and Lupin were very close, because our Mint is 777 and all. But we Mint on the 27th. So we Mint on the following Monday. We're looking forward to it. All the community is hyped. Everyone's ready. And I think, like you say, just right now, we're in that kind of phase where we're just keeping everyone active, collaborating with as many people as possible, get as many. So what we're trying to do is collab with all the smaller projects as well on Stargaze, because we just want to get their eyes, attentions on their projects as well. It was nice that you guys were talking about something called the tank. We have got something in our proposal already, so this is not nicking your guys' idea. We've got something that we call it the, so because we want to be an artist platform, artist launchpad platform. So we've got in our treasury a certain amount of our allocation Mint will go towards artist proposals. We've already got the document ready, where what you can do is you put your name, you put your, if you haven't got a project at the moment, you may have an idea or a utility, but you don't have all the other elements. So what the form, what you fill out, what it'll do is you'll propose your idea, it'll go through our governance team, and then what you do, you propose your idea, like just like a Shark Tank space. You'll go on there in a Telegram group, and you'll discuss your idea. And then what we'll do is, we are offering grants. So we are offering, for example, like myself, when we were doing the project earlier, you know, to get this project moved quicker, if I didn't have to worry about my rent, my living costs and everything, and I could just solely work on my project, what we want to do is something where we can kind of plug that gap for you. So if we can give you a grant where you can say, you know, here's the money for you to plug your for the next couple of months, so you can basically carry on with your project or your idea that you've got, and then we can kind of help launch it through. Like, so we've got our team, we've got people that have got reaches in loads of different communities. We've got people that have got, like, say, high level understanding of crypto space. I've got people, I've got devs that work for us, and we've got a website designer team that work with us. So we've got all the other elements covered. Just need that person to understand how they can get that project across. Because what we want to do is vet these people that are coming through Stargaze and not fall at the first hurdle. Because I think the most important part of these projects is whenever you get knocked down, how do you get back up? So it's just that journey, and how do we support these people? You know, we're lucky we've got a good team. A couple of our guys couldn't make it today because they're already at NYC. But you know, like you say, you know, with those three here right now, we've all been Terra previously on Terra, so we know, understand there's there's gaps in the market. We understand how to build a project. We understand what you need to do to be successful. Or what I've done is taken ideas from, like, say, from heroes, people like the Lunar Bulls, people like the Hellcats, people that I've seen done well in previous blockchains, and implemented that within our own. And then what I want to do is implement that with new artists and make sure they get the right support, so they don't fall, so they're not classed as a rug. Because 9 out of 10 projects that fall at the first hurdle, it's not because they're rugging people, it's because they don't know how to go about that project, or they don't know what they need to be doing to kind of progress that project. So hopefully that's what we want to do with, like I say, a share of our mint that comes through, and be able to kind of support and fund people to kind of carry on doing the good work. And like I say, hopefully we might find another project in there that's another blue chip that wouldn't have had that opportunity if we didn't have those proposals. And we have got something called the Swap Shop. And that's something that's very similar to, well, which I got the idea when we saw heroes do it with theirs. So what will happen once you've originally minted our first collection, what you can do is you can trade in two of your non-desirable NFTs for a more desirable NFT from our swap shop. So we've got only 1,000 in there, which we've already minted. And then what you do, we trade them. And that way you don't have to constantly buy in new ones. You can trade them in for the ones that we've got in there. And the ones that get traded back in, we'll be burning them. So it's a deflationary as well at the same time. So there's quite a few more things that we got going on. But like I said, we want to discuss that at a later time. Just want to get through the initial phase right now, and just hopefully, like you say, get the community involved in every step of the way.
Cool. Lots of excitement there from the Space Ape Society. As soon as you guys joined the space, I got this like vision of like a bunch of apes coming in into the chat, and they were like,
"Planet of the Apes."
Facts, yeah, just like apes. I'm rattling the cages and shit.
What did I come into?
Yeah. Ape Society, let's go. I like it. Let's follow up with this, you know, with this Shark Tank sort of deal. I think when it comes to like speaking and voices and stuff like that, that's where, you know, you guys can count us in, and yeah, we'd be more than, you know, than happy to get on some calls, any call we can, and support you guys. So yeah, let's get it. I'm happy to, you know, be minting both of you guys' projects.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, like Space Ape Society, like your voice is really dope, man. You should like make some rap music.
Thanks, man.
Hey, drop some beats right now, bro. Let's go.
Yeah. Bro, what the fuck?
Get it.
Love it.
This man been waiting for that moment. Jeez.
Where's the rap, man?
What is going on, yo?
I was about to get on it, but I'm like, no. This is the Space Ape Society rap.
Yeah, that's what it's called, right? Say no more.
So is Ape Society a part of the Space Apes, or
yeah buddy, I'm one of the devs. I'm really excited really about the future for Ape Society. Loopy Loris Heroes, thank you for allowing us to come on the call today and just giving us some time, you know, about talking about our great project that we've got coming on the 27th, 777. That will be for whitelist OGs, and it will also be for public. Public will be announced 2 hours later. So OGs and whitelist will have 2 hours to spend their stars on their desired apes. But yeah, it's a big future ahead. Definitely, this is our first step. And we really want to move forward in the way you guys have and being successful. So we work very hard with our community, and we intend to keep on doing that for as long as we can. So yeah, man, so it'd be really good to do some great collabs with you guys in the future, and definitely share some ideas and have a proper alpha call, man, most definitely.
Yeah, this Shark Tank is a good idea, and I think like we could be a good voice for the community, and like bring some new people too. So we'll talk more after. But yeah, Juju wanted to say something real quick, so I'll just let him introduce himself real quick.
Hello, guys. My name is Juju. I just chimed in because I seen the call going. I fucked with Hero since the very start, and I've been helping Loopy Loris with some marketing. But yeah, I'm just tuning in just to see what you guys got going on. I don't really have nothing to say.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man. We appreciate you, and like you're like one of the people that will be like a huge key in our project of like an influencer and like helping these new people and kind of showing them the ropes, like being so experienced as you are, like being one of the first ones on Terra NFTs and now being the first people on like Stars NFTs. So you know the mistakes you already made, and you could tell people not to make it, and you could like tell people how to be successful.
Facts.
Thank you, Juju. I was just going over through your Twitter, and I just saw that post that you said Hero NFT and Stargaze. Let's go! Thank you for the support, man. It's been freaking, you know, it's been rough. So anytime that, you know, we got some supporters sharing love, it's damn good. Appreciate it. We appreciate you too, brother.
Yeah, all love, man. I want to see everybody do great.
Thank Let's you. Go! Hey, no, but all jokes aside, was it Detractor that came in with that beat? Yo, that was clean.
Bro, that's what I said. I said he's been waiting for the moment his whole life. That's a pro beatbox.
It was fire.
I would have like hopped on and like, you know, spit some like, you know, bars, but then I don't know, I think we would have lost like thousands of followers. So I was like, I'll just
stick. You would set the whole spaces on fire. We don't want to do that.
All right, hit me with it. Fuck it. Let's fucking do something. Yeah, you know, it's just a random day. I just woke up. I was having my coffee and my tea. Yeah, I was joining the Loopy's tribe because I'm a motherfucking NFT. Yeah, I'm about to
Bro, this turned vibes. Into I'm Goblins Live.
I'm just trying to buy out here, get some fucking joints. Oh, whoa, JK, all I'm all about this, my motherfucking K. Woo. Come on.
Yeah, man.
No, that's
some all fight here.
Fire.
All right, have a good day. I'm out. No.
Fully fire, mate.
Yeah. Did everyone
this is what we do for y'all.
That's dope, y'all. Trust me.
I didn't know this was a Goblin Spaces.
We got to put our own swag on it. Come on. This is Terra. This is the ex-lunatics. We got to show the swag. Let's let Grit say something. Like, this guy is everywhere and he wanted to help our team out, and like he's also like one of the key factors to the community because he's everywhere. Like, this guy is on TweetDeck, all the lives, every spaces, and yeah, like we appreciate people like this and we want to show him love and notice him and like show him some love, guys. So but we'll let him introduce himself. Hello, you there?
Grits dog, it's your turn.
I think he's got rubbed.
Oh,
he said uno momento. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, do you want to tell him, David, about our little deal in Discord?
Sure. Why not? After those bits, why not? So guys, if you write Paradise in our Discord, we'll give you like 25 coconuts. So give it a shot. You know that the coconuts can be transferred to the whitelist NFT or some other cool stuff. So yeah, I want to see you there, guys.
Paradise, say in island chat. Let's go.
Hello, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we haven't actually talked about the coconut system. Maybe people are wondering what is that. So it's basically, is this the thing we have in Discord where we have like small quests or missions for our community? For example, tweeting something about us or helping us with something, and they can get some coconuts in return. They can also just log in daily to get a daily amount of coconuts, and they can redeem that coconuts in order to get whitelists for our project, maybe for other projects, to get NFTs. It's basically a shop.
Okay. But you guys hear me?
Yeah, it's our sense of virtual currency. Hello? And basically, if you're showing support and showing repping the Loris tribe, then you could get some coconuts and you could enter our weekly raffles. And we have like kind of like a bingo system. So you could enter, say you want this one NFT that we're giving away. You could enter multiple times if you have coconuts saved up, or you could just enter one and save your coconuts for a whitelist. We'll have whitelists for other projects. We'll have NFTs you could buy, and we'll have some redacted stuff too that's coming soon, but we don't want to announce it too early. We want to make sure everything's in line, and yeah, well, you might want to save some coconuts for that redacted event. I mean, who knows?
That's cool, man. Coconuts. I you know what, man? I applaud you guys for the creativity there. I love it. Anything that's like new and it's exciting, I freaking love it, guys. Good job there.
Thanks, man. So is Grits not rugged anymore? Oh, he's requesting. All right. Yes, yes.
We can awesome. Cool. Hi. Just saying hi.
Yeah. Do you want to like kind of tell us about yourself?
Yeah. I've been in crypto since like 2015. Was doing, I guess, mining since Dogecoin essentially came out, and had a big mining room in 2018, left crypto and came back, and I was a mechanic, so I know electrical and stuff like that, but I decided to stop doing that for health reasons and get involved in community stuff and get better at being personal and, you know, help out with whatever everybody's doing.
Dang, I applaud that, bro. It's not easy to step out of your comfort
zone. Well, I'm good at like anything I touch kind of deal, like if I decide to do it. So definitely. Last 6 months I've been working on my spreadsheet skills, and they're getting kind of crazy, but need to get better.
Grits always shows me some behind the scenes stuff that is like super crazy and like big brain. And like, I love his vision because he's always thinking bigger. He's not stuck in a box, and
like I'll like start projects and can't finish them and stuff like that, and have too many big ideas. But yeah, I'm very good at extrapolating on things. Like if you got an existing idea, I know how to like branch off. Or like if you build a website, like I'll stare at it and I'll tell you 10 things wrong with it because I've stared at it that long. You know, things will stick out. I'm like that kind of person. Like Comdex just came out with their new website. I sent them a giant list of things to fix.
Yeah, and we need people like that in the community that are like saying it from their perspective and like telling it how it is, like not sugarcoating it, because they want a special spot or position, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm overly honest because I forget things like immediately. Like my entire day is basically me doing something for 30 minutes, forgetting what I'm doing, and then doing something else, and then circling back to that thing I was forgetting. Like all day, that's basically what I do.
Well, that's really good because most people point out problems, but don't put in the effort to try to provide a solution.
Oh yeah, I noticed. I know that. Like as a mechanic, I'm always looking for the nicest tool to use, right? So.
Yeah, that's why I tell most people, like, if you're going to really complain about a team, just try building something yourself first, and then you'll have way more understanding for what actually goes on.
If you come out and say, like, some bad stuff about chains, like, oh, I'm not voting for this because of this and this, it's like, guys, you validate for these chains. It's your job to, like, investigate and see how much work it is to actually start this project and give yourselves realistic time frames for expectancy.
Right.
So
everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but the entitlement goes too far when you're just pointing out problems and you're not providing
my biggest issue is when you get into those conversations with those people and they don't know enough about what they're talking about to like even have the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
they just want it spoon fed.
Or they get into an argument with you and they don't even understand the concept you're explaining. It's like a
yeah. Okay, so we're gonna take a question from Cryptomaniac. Let's see what he has to say.
Oh yeah, love the projects, by the way, and we should have some beatboxing and UK grime collabs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna have a
let's go
Stargaze album.
Hey, I know the Bit Song guys. I could hook you up with a label.
Album.
Like, you can make an album on Bit Song. It's coming. It's about to launch soon.
Yeah,
we actually should as a meme.
That would be hilarious,
bro. What if we went a step further and made them honorary NFTs that are musical?
Yeah, BitSong is going to have a service where it's an NFT music player that gives you 100% royalties. So you should do that up and get on a label on BitSong before they launch.
That's a great idea.
Like the SoundCloud rapper's dream.
I'm going to be making some drum and bass in the future, hopefully. So I'm going to try and drop some NFTs. Maybe on BitSong.
Yeah, we're gonna have Detractor do some beatbox too and sell it.
Hey, if I could somehow put a mix together, you know, a drum and bass mix, and we can get an MC, you know, and turn that into like we could do mixes, you know, 1 hour mixes as NFTs to go on the player. I think that would be sick.
We have the MC. You didn't hear
him? Oh yeah, I did. But my husband, guess what? My husband is a fucking. He used to be a pro DJ. He had an actual residency at a club for drum and bass, and we have a Roland 808 DJ controller. It's very.
Oh yeah.
Like we could set that up in a minute and just you know do a show.
You really do everything.
I try. But when we move, we'll have a better setup, and we're thinking about live streaming YouTube. Mixes basically
nice,
but we might you know be a good idea to translate into an NFT series.
Yeah, man, I'm a pro DJ too. I have like my equipment set up today, so we can maybe network after this. We can set up a show for Lupi Loris and for the other projects.
Yeah, I have no idea for DJ stuff.
Three coconuts, but
yeah. My partner is actually a developer outside of crypto, so he doesn't have like any time because he just started his new job, but yeah. Like, that's all, you know, after I move, we're going to be setting up rooms that do that. So.
Yeah, so Hero, actually, good job on that. He pinned our giveaway with Space Apes. And
oh, nice.
There's a chance to win a free Space Apes NFT. And if you guys stay till the end, we're just going to be hanging out and talking and, like, meeting each other and, like, making new friends and stuff. So at the end, we'll also give some prizes for Loopy, like not just coconuts, but stay to the end and find out. And yeah, so let's let Cryptomaniac go ahead and talk real quick.
All right, guys, I gotta head out. I got some stuff to do. It was nice talking to you guys.
Thanks for stopping by, bro.
Nice seeing you, Juju.
Peace out.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah. This is Cryptomaniac. I love your concept of coconuts and I accumulate as many coconuts as possible. Now, my question, I had two questions, is that do you plan any utility for your NFTs in the form of, you know, staking, or are you coming with more projects where your first holders are going to have your whitelist or benefits for your subsequent projects or something like that?
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and let Tractor and David speak on this because you're kind of predicting the future, but we'll let them kind of explain more.
Yeah, so I will hold off a lot of information for now because our main focus and our main point of focus will be Lupi Loris and to get the Lupi Loris project launched, and after that our immediate focus will be to start the educational stuff, to have the classes and AMAs going. So our main thing is to provide education for the community. So this is what we will make sure to have set down very good before we will think of something else. But I will not say that we are not thinking of more utilities and considering this. We are actually in talks of doing stuff like this, but we don't want to officially announce anything because our policy is to always announce things that we are 100% sure. So you will have these kinds of information from us when the time will come, but definitely keep an eye because there are more things planned than we let off the lid until now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like touching back on that, let's say we'll have some redactedness for holders, and I'll leave it at that.
Alpha.
It's double redacted, so yeah, just know that.
Yeah.
What was your other question besides the utility? Like you said, staking and...
Yes. Are you likely to come up with more projects and where your first minters of Loopy Lorries are going to be given preferences?
Like definitely the whole kind of base of our project is rewarding people that are like early to us and like showing support. So definitely we'll carry that on throughout our whole experience on Stargaze. And yeah. And the utilities, like, yes, we have some utilities in the works. And they're like super cool. And I want to share it, but I want to wait until it's like we don't want to talk about it. We want to just show you guys, and like it will not be announced. We're just going to be dropping cool stuff for our holders constantly and keep all this stuff going and yeah, keep this momentum and really help other projects that we see like potential in and help them grow and kind of like have them under our wing, because we've minted before on multiple chains and we know problems that come up and we know networking, we have great connections and we want to make this community grow and bigger and good. There's competition, friendly competition is always good, you know, so we're not trying to gatekeep any information and we want everyone to like reach their full potential. Really, we're not trying to bring anyone down.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I think you're in our Discord and like thanks for always showing up and showing support, man. I know you have the best memes. and we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I just love your concept of coconuts. It's something really different which was not seen in most of the other Discords which we have been a part of, and it's really fun to be in your Discord actually.
Thanks, man. That's our goal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Loopy. I think that's it for us. We're like coming up into like an hour. It's been a really fun space. I'm glad that you know we were able to have some fun today and. Hope everyone had fun too, but that's it for us.
Yeah, that was quick. That was a fun hour. We got a little bit of everything: some alpha, some coconuts, some Shark Tank, and some rap a little bit.
Yeah, that was very embarrassing. But I'm like, screw it. Like, ain't no one gonna do it right now. Fine.
It's okay. It's not like Terra Spaces is recording it or nothing.
That was the first one I've heard on Spaces.
Shit. No, I remember like that's I mean, and that's the thing too. Like I understand that, you know, it's crypto. But like I always have kind of like a rule that as long as you provide, you know, like energy and love and you're there for the community, that alone it's better utility for me, like, you know, than something else, you know, and that's why I appreciate like teams that are active. And trust me, Discords right now, they're pretty quiet. And so
I moderate chat rooms and it's very quiet right now.
Yeah. And to have a space that is active, it's like, it's dope. So yeah, thanks for hosting the event and, yeah, happy to join in the next one.
No, Loopy's is actually the most active Discord I have. I can almost not keep up with it with all my research, honestly.
Yeah.
And look at the time. Look at the time. What do we have? And the sentiment.
Yeah. Wait until people like actually start rolling in. from everywhere and the market starts getting hot again.
Yeah, actually, David told me something earlier. It was a really cool quote, I think. Like, do you want to share it?
Yeah, and this is the quote that Hero did, you know? I didn't tell you, but this is the quote that Hero did on their profile. And it's saying, how it's, can you read it, Drew?
Yeah, yeah. So, let me find it.
Yeah, I can read it. I have it in my
phone. Yeah, go ahead.
Working during a downtrend market, a bear market, is like swimming against the current. Imagine how useful the muscles you build now benefit you when the season changes.
Yeah, this is the thing. That was very good tweet. I love it. Like, and I also want to, like, I appreciate, guys, that you are still building in those times where everyone is quitting and when people are, like, really, the fear is big, right? And I appreciate, guys, that you are still building, still showing up every day, even when the times are bad. And when the times will become good again, then we will be good, like, leaders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the bull run with our experience now and just... It's always, I don't know if you guys seen that picture of, it's like a guy mining and he's like underground and he's digging. And he turns around and he quits. And right, if he would have dug one more time, he would have struck all the diamonds, but it's just because he quit. So if you just don't quit, there's really no way you could lose. Because as fast as we lost everything, you could gain it back double. I promise you.
I agree.
Facts. Yeah. So let's go, guys. And people will remember you too. So good job to you guys. Definitely not easy to be building during these times. So yeah, kudos, guys. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Let's go, yeah, man.
We're gonna make that group like with some Terra projects and like do this idea that you had. It's a great idea. We're gonna follow up right now.
Yeah, Grits, more than welcome to be a judge. But okay, guys, that's it for me then. Thanks again. Thanks, everyone.
I'm very picky.
Really nice meeting everyone.
Thanks, also.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, for being here. And see you.
Thank you. I'm going to stay for like 5 more minutes if anyone wants to like take the stage, talk about anything, introduce himself, or like just talk about anything. Tell us something about our project, something about even TV show you like or something you want to share.
I think Comdex might be finally launching soon. They just updated their roadmap and upgraded their website. So as somebody that's hired to mod there, I felt inclined to let people know. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm excited for like all these. I see. What else was it? They posted a picture of like a galaxy and I think they were hinting at that they're coming to Stargate or Cosmos, but.
Oh, yeah, I try to keep track of all those projects.
Yeah. So actually, I seen this, there's this guy, Ark, in the chat. He's, I just saw his tweet earlier, and he said, like, basically, he's a lunatic, and why he chose Stargaze. Like, I would love to, like, kind of hear why you chose them or anything, if you'd be open to talk or, it's up to you, though, man.
If he comes up, I'm going to point out one thing about Stargaze that is probably very mind-blowing. We just went through the validator set on Atom, and they basically, we found out that they're actually staking 25,000 Atom on their validator, which is insane. That's like super supportive of Atom. Like they're the largest one staking right now out of all the other validators.
That's really showing that they're bullish, and that's like
on Atom, yeah.
What you want, yeah, and like that's really, they don't even have to say anything. That's putting their like putting the money where their mouth is, you know.
Yeah, they're not removing the staking and letting you guys take all the risk. Essentially,
they're in it with you. It was Cyberdeck, so like they posted a picture of like a galaxy, like a star galaxy and stuff. So maybe Cyberdeck will be coming soon. That would be really cool.
I know on Stars, I was told by some managers in Stars and Omniflix that they're both going to be implementing staking mechanisms into their platform. So maybe that's something you could look into in the future whenever they do get closer to that.
Yeah, like I'm glad you brought that up. But another thing about like this whole ecosystem is right now, I'm pretty sure Omniflix is live, but like there's not a ton of volume. It's kind of a bad time for them.
Omniflix just isn't good UI. They're very, like, they got a lot of work to do. If anybody would ask me about their UI, I would just go into it for an hour, but like it's basically not intuitive, and it's hard to find things, and it confuses people.
Yeah,
just TLDR.
That's what I hear. I think it's good that it's not just one marketplace. Like,
oh yeah, it's good that there's new innovations.
Yeah, it's like Stargaze is the best like experience. You could see it.
Omniflix has a multi-currency selection though. Like you can pay for NFTs, and so there's like, different technologies competing with each other at different times and stuff.
This is the cool thing that they will have it where you will have your Kepler wallet set up and you want to buy Stars and you don't have Stars, it will convert it automatically for you behind the scenes. You don't have to do nothing.
Oh, and that's a good feature.
Yeah, it's good to have these features and like competition between three marketplaces, I think, because they will adopt each other's features and like grow on each other. Like competition is really healthy, I think, in this ecosystem. And it will only benefit us.
Well, the Knots guys are planning on launching their Osmonauts on Asset Mantle, and they're just like, they've been delayed so much. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe you guys should just pick another chain. Like Osmosis, you can launch NFTs on Osmosis now almost. It's like, what, almost at that point now.
Yeah.
See, they're doing their own series.
The Wasm NFTs, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see how it develops, and yeah, like I hope they listen to the community, like the voice, because a lot of people are telling their opinions. So hopefully they take some notes from Stargaze and like listen to the community and implement it like the same day. Because the best thing about Stargaze is, you know, this is decentralized money, so they allow anyone to mint on the alt page at any time, no vetting process or community votes. Like anyone could post anything on there. So obviously there's greedy people in the world, sadly, and they will steal people's art like blatantly, like the whole project, and not add anything constructive to it, which like is obviously a big no-no, especially when you're a creator.
Well, it's definitely like they're actually, you can actually get charged for that and hire a lawyer and come after people and get them to stop. Like, yeah. I've seen, I was actually in Slothies on Kronos, and they literally stole the artist's work and put it on a different chain, and the artist sued him. And the project the project manager tried to work out a deal with the original artist that he stole from, because he had already come out with like a 3D version of NFTs and had a whole project going that he stole. And the artist was like, hell no. And basically made the guy shut down the project with a lawyer. So yeah. Like people think they can steal these things, like only if you're completely anonymous, you know? So a good thing, flag to look for is, is the team a real person? Is this guy doxxed? You know, that kind of shit.
Do your own research, which is what we teach you guys. Like this is something like, knowledge is power. No one could take it from you. And there has been some rugs, and the thing I noticed is I would go to tell them like, hey, Ruan or Shane, like this is a rug. And they're like, oh yeah, we took it down 5 hours ago. It's like, how did you guys know so fast? They're so good at that. And I love to see that. And they're just doing such a great job. And I'm so bullish on Stars, especially at this price point, because it's so early. And it's a little bit of a discount right now. Like, obviously, Bitcoin's taking a big hit, but Stars, like, people aren't leaving. And this is what I love to see.
I'm not going anywhere. I've seen Bitcoin from $100 to what it is now. It's not, nothing fazes me with, really with it.
Yeah, that's awesome because that means people are staying for the community. Well, would anyone else like to say something?
When did you first start paying attention to crypto? What made you pay attention to crypto is a good question.
Actually, Juju was the one that kind of was introducing it to me, and I was like, okay, cool, and I was dabbling in it. And then I would say, like, I minted some Hellcats, and, like, I paper-handed it so bad. I sold it for, like, $450, and they ended up being worth, like, 16, 20K. And I had, like,
oh my God,
a pretty rare one. But it, like, really opened my eyes, and I was like, oh, like, this is pretty cool, and, like, it's fun. It's like a gamified version of investing, kind of, but obviously with some research and like strategy behind it. But it's pretty cool to think you could buy a picture and hold it for a few weeks, and it could go up in value times.
And it's basically just data. It's just a data point.
Yeah, and like no one would have expected that because it was just it just launched as like kind of a profile picture collection. So it's
cool. I had a similar revelation when I got into crypto. I basically like remember the Bitcoin pizza dude?
Oh yeah, yeah.
When that happened is everyone. When I started crypto. That day that happened is like when I started paying attention and started getting into it.
Yeah, like once you actually see the value like firsthand in your face, like you gain something from it, you're like, wow,
this guy actually spent money on this, or this guy actually made money on this. Either one, it's like, you know.
Because crazy. Most people, like even the post I made on my personal, it's like there's like a protest in New York of NFTs, and it's like,
oh, those people, dude.
It's just some boomers against NFTs. And
so you guys are against NFTs, but you're fine writing on pieces of paper?
Yeah, exactly. And it just sounds like people will hate what they don't understand, and people will be like, oh, screenshot your NFT. But like they don't really understand the actual utility behind it, that you own 100% of the rights.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you can screenshot it all you want, but it's mine.
Yeah, like
there's a record saying it's mine.
It's on the blockchain. Like, you don't understand. Like, I could move it from here to there to here. I could sell it. I could make a TV show with my NFT, and I own full rights to it. I can make a song with it. Like,
you can make a private Discord group, like Anons.
Yeah, I could make shirts and sell it, and like I own all of that.
Dude, the future is gonna be all like insurance, you're gonna be able to buy like arrange marriages, you know, get and like, you know, get your NFT wife. There's gonna be everything anybody can think of is just gonna like happen just because.
Yeah, like smart contracts, I feel like they have so much utility in real life. Like imagine buying a car or a house, and instead of
everything
signing a pen and paper like it's 1970, you just,
well, you know that people steal people's IDs, right? And like they will take the will and deeds from people's houses and sell people's houses. All that will be gone.
Exactly. Basically. And the blockchain, like you can't manipulate the blockchain. That's one thing about it. So yeah, guys, I think we're gonna go ahead and end this pretty soon. I'll give one more minute if anyone wants to take the stage and say anything. Just if you want to say hi, if you want to get some coconuts, let me know.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes. Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to chime in on your guys' conversation. I didn't know if you could hear me. I think with those and NFTs, it's a culture now. It's not. It's more than what it was before. You know how you're talking about the evolution of NFT space, and it's going to be part of, you know, in real life, it's just going to be part and parcel of our everyday life. That might be like, say, 10 years down the line, but what we do now builds those roads for that future. And obviously, if you're is your person in crypto, you should believe that crypto is here forever or crypto is here to stay. And then it's what builds on top of that crypto. And right now, like I said, we are in the NFT space and it's given so many people so much different types of utility.
You want to hear a funny thing actually relating to that? I talked to my grandma, she's like 70 something the other day, and she was asking me about cryptocurrency, right? And I was like, well, it's basically just data point, like a credit card but on the internet. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she proceeded to tell me about like in the 70s, basically when credit came around and debit cards came around, people were protesting them and telling them that they're the mark of the beast because they had a number and all that stuff. So this is no different. And that only took less than 10 years to change.
Yeah. Like think of the whole .com era. And I was just being born and stuff. Obviously I'm 21 years old, born in 2000. And,
I got to live the 90s, luckily. So yeah, I got like, to experience the meat of it.
I wasn't like introduced while the internet was like brand new. I was playing games on Cool Math and stuff and Disney Channel. But you know, like people thought the internet was like a scam. They thought it was not here to stay. And it didn't do well for the first few years until the technology caught up. And like I think this is the same thing here.
You know what the big turnaround was when in like 1998 or something, when every business was like to every other business, bro, you gotta have a website or else nobody knows who you are. And then when that started happening, you know, everybody needed an identity, you know, essentially. And then the internet started really taking off. And I think the same thing is pretty much happening right now with NFTs.
But yeah. A valid point there, which is very valid. I would agree there.
Yeah, I just think this Web3 space is early and crypto moves even faster than Web2 and .com era. So
yeah, so maybe five. Maybe
yeah, five. We will see the adoption of all of this into real life a lot sooner, I think. And like people that are really early will benefit the most. Like look at Bitcoin. Like imagine investing $1,000 in Bitcoin at $100 and then cashing out at 100K. Like that's a blessing. And
yeah, only in crypto you can 10 times your money in a year. I did it with graphics cards, just literally mining, selling the profit into you know, DeFi and basically compounding everything. And I literally 10 times the money from just two base level graphics cards in a year. It blows my mind.
Yeah, and for me it's not even about the money, it's more about the freedom, like financial freedom and being able to be your own boss and like say,
oh, that's say a huge thing.
Yeah, like say you work 9 to 5 and paycheck to paycheck and like you're struggling to even eat. Like crypto will really change your life and make it where you could take a week off work and go have a vacation and spend time with family.
I went through all those revelations in 2018. I literally like was working at a shop and started mining and I literally quit my job and went full on into crypto and changed my entire life around so that I'm not the one being dependent on so I can make what I want in crypto. I literally, as soon as that happened, I ran through all those thoughts in my head and started changing my life.
I'm glad, bro. Like, I'm so happy to hear that. And yeah, I'm just happy, but I think we should end it on that good note.
Yeah.
Keep it positive. And I see people are getting tired, so I think we gave them a lot to digest. And yeah, guys, so go ahead and join Discord, join Space Apes Discord to like and follow their stuff, show some love to Terra Spaces. And yeah, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and end it now. I'm gonna leave it for like 10 seconds. Anyone wants to say some last words?
Peace out. See you in the Discord.
Peace out, everyone. Take care, y'all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Hero AMA, hosted by the Loopy Lories Tribe, recorded on Monday, June 20th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay, Broadway all day. looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rooms, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years off beneath the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me when I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hit the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines, and I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise, chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2, show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa, can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. Terraspaces.